Today, let's discuss the topic, two topics, which are one, topic of being mispalel, tzfila al kivrei tzadikim. Is there an meaning to go to the kever of a tzadik to be mispalel for good things, or to be released from trouble? And that, of course, relates very much to Lag BaOmer, because Lag BaOmer is the Yom Hilula of and it's the Minig Yisrael, at least among many Hasidim, among many others, to go to his kever. And what do you do at his kever? Well, not just dance around the bonfire, and not just light a candle, and not just make a neder to give a tzedakah, but probably the most important thing you can do when you go to Meron is to be mispalel. That's what it's all about. To be mispalel kivrei tzadikim. And the second part of this topic is, what about Kohanim? Are Kohanim allowed to go and be metameit, kivrei, tzadikim, to go into a cemetery, to go within Dalet Amos of the kever, to go in the oil of the kever? So Rav Meir, what do they do today? They go to
they have a special road in Meron that they check out, which is cool, because one of the biggest
chassidim is
Tal
Zaron,
which are
Kohanim. Yeah, they're all Kohanim. Special road. But they don't go into the Oihel. That, of course, not.
Yeah.
Okay. They do go?
No, no, they go in
there. They go to a special area.
No, they go to Tevim Aleches.
Right.
A special area. A special way to prevent them from becoming them. Okay, so we'll discuss this. Now let's first discuss the meaning of going to the Kivrei Tzadikim. We once actually learned, we went to spend time on this, but let's review some of the Yesodos. There's some new things here that I've come across in a new Sefer called Avnei Shoham. He has two chapters on this topic, and he presents it in a very nice way and presents some new material that we have not yet come across. Number one, first of all, what is the source? The source that there is an meaning going to Kivrei Tzadikim. We have two early sources. Number one is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu buried Rachel on the Derech, B'derech Ephros he based Lachem, and he told Yosef, I did this for a reason. And Rashi explains the reason why I did this, because I saw Al Piruach HaKodesh, the day will come when there will be a Churban, and the B'nai Yisrael will be traveling to Golis. They'll be traveling to Golis, passing by Manu Chanetza will exile them, they'll pass Kever Rachel, and they'll be Mespalel at Kever Rachel, and she will go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only in her Zuchos, when she'll say, remember the good deeds I've done, I've given the Simonim to my sister, she's not going to be embarrassed, Hashem will say to her, yes, Socha Lefulaseichnu Hashem, V'shavu Banim L'Gvuleich. So you see from Yaakov Avinu, going all the way back in the time of the Yavos, there's a very big Indian ending, Mespalel on Kivrei Tzadikim. He specifically buried his wife Rachel in a very precise location so that Klal Yisrael should be able to be mispalel her kever and bring for them a Yeshua that there should be Gula once again. We don't need anything more than that. What?
Someone else stopped in Hebron?
Yeah, Kalim.
Oh, that's the second Makar. That's a later Makar. One thing I told you, two sources. The first source is Yaakov Avinu. We're going all the way back to the Ava, showing us the importance of being Mispalel al Kivrei Tzadikim. Oh, so you want to say Kivrei Avos and not Kivrei Tzadikim. You want to say the Chilik. It's a fine point you're making. Oh, okay, Enoch Nami. But that's number one. Number two, the second Mukar comes from Kalev ben Yefune. When Kalev ben Yefune went with the Meraglim to spy on Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua did not need to do anything because he had a bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu, but Kalev went at Hebron. And Chazal say, why did he go to Hebron? To be mispal Kivrei Avos, that Hashem should give him the siyata d'shmaya to overcome the influence of the 10 evil miraglim. So we have solid makaras. There's no person can say that it's not kedai to go to a cemetery to the mispal Kivrei Tzadikim. You can't do
praying to Hashem.
Oh, now we're going to come to what exactly you do. We don't. Tzadik woman, Rachel, Rachel Imenu. Yeah. You guarantee the Yeshua? Well, when she was alive, there was a longer line. I remember going there. I wanted to go into Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I only had a short period of time until the bus left. And there were two lines. There were two groups. There were people waiting to go into Rav Chaim Kanievsky and people waiting to go into Rebbe Kanievsky. And there was a much larger group waiting to go to Rebbe Kanievsky than to go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So that told me there must be something very special. But in any event, you cannot deny these two critical sources that there is an inyan of going to Kivrei Tzadikim. Now, what exactly do you do when you go, and Shulchan Aruch, it's also brought, Shulchan Aruch says in three places a person we should go to cemeteries. Not necessarily to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, but to go to Beis HaKfaris. They are Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, it's not Murch, you have to go, I don't remember exactly if you have to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, Gzuntayt, or just to go generally to the Beis HaKvaris, to be in a place where there are Mesim, in order to influence a person to do tshuva. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down three times a year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and on Tisha B'Av, it's a time to be in the Beis HaKvaris. Now, also another interesting halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, there are only two places, two makomos, where there's a prohibition to have kalas sadas, to what's that? Is that the expression?
Kalas roish.
Two places in the Beis HaKnesses, kalas roish is forbidden, categorically forbidden. Beis HaKnesses and in the Beis HaKvaris. It's the only two places that are brought down in Chazal where you're not allowed to have kalas roish. At home, I don't know if it's a good idea, but it's not usur. It's not a. But in the Beis HaKvaris and the Beis HaKnesses, Kalas Roish is us. That creates an equivalence between the two. What is that equivalence? So similarly, so there is no equivalence. It just means the Beis HaKnesses is holy. Beis HaKvaris, don't mock the dead. Don't mock that. But some of Farshim say it's a lot deeper. It's a holy mocking. A Beis HaKvaris, the fact that you now have Kalas Roish, it's holy. And just like you, there's an end of going and being misspelled in the Beis HaKnesses, the Melamed Shahamokum Goyrim, a holy place brings, gives more potency to your tefillah. If you go to a Beis HaKvaris, this holiness, and your tefillos have potency. You're not necessarily davening in their zuchus, you're not necessarily davening, asking them to do you favors. The fact is, a Beis HaKvaros is a mokoim kadosh. It's a holy mokoim. And therefore, in the male, the koyach HaTfil is that much greater in this location. That's one mahalach. Now, some indeed hold, believe it or not, that you're not allowed to go to, I don't know how they reconcile this with what it says in all the makaros we brought, is that going to a Beis HaKvaros has gotten out of hand to the point where it borders on the prohibition of last week, being doyresh el hamesim. Oy v'yidoyni. What are you doing there? So again, I can't be the whole that it's usur, but it's very easy to go down the slippery slope. You come to the Beis HaKvaris, you're there, so you start talking to the dead, and you start telling them things, and you start asking them, do me some favors. Why don't you go to the Kisei HaKavod, whatever goes on up there, use your power, influence to do for me a favor. So there are Gedolei Yisrael which are shy away from this form of avoda. You could spend your time better doing other things. Others hold no. You go to the Beis HaKvaris, as we mentioned, it's a holy makom. Number three, when you mispal in the Beis HaKvaris, you mispal to Hashem, you talk directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and what you are saying is, in the zuchus of these people that are buried here, may you answer my prayers. I'm not asking them to intercede. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you. But I want these people to be a zechus for me in their zechus and I shall merit. Others, the third approach is you tell the mason what's going on. You mispalel, and you let the mason be aware of the problem. But you don't ask them to help. Once the Nesim already know what their problem is, know, feel your tzah, when a person pours out his heart to Hashem in the presence of the Nes, of the Kavaros, the Kavaros become aware of the situation, and on their own, they can decide what to do. They can what? Oh, so that's a controversial thing to say. That's a kind in Echnami when we say that it's so well accepted. That's a fifth opinion. He presents all of the various approaches very nice and concise here. That's the Mimelitz, the interceder. they shall be a defense for us. Melitz, they shall an advocate. An advocate is the good word. They shall serve as advocates on our behalf. So now this, I think this comes to the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik says a very, very powerful idea. This is very appealing, at least to me. This is when you go to the Beis HaKvaras and you mispalel, you're not asking, you're not being mispalel to them, and you're not asking them in their zuchus. You're just letting them know, Grandpa, I got a problem. I'm not telling you to do anything, but if I'm not holding you back. If you want to help me, you know, it's within your rights. You can do whatever you want to do. That's really what's going on, according to some of you. You're being my dia. And if they want, they can do whatever they want. If they can, they can. We don't know how these things work. But don't ask them to help, because you only pray to Hashem. And don't start using, it's not your business to say, in their zuchus, who made you the balabas? You're the balabas. In their zuchus, do this for me. They need their zuchusim, the tzaddikim need their zuchusim for what they need. They'll spend their money how they want to spend it. You don't have a right to spend someone else's money. What right? Their zuchus, we'll use up their zuchusim in order to help me. Excuse me, I need my zuchusim because I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I got my own problems. I'm not giving my zuchusim away to you. But I'm not asking you. This approach is, I'm letting you know, if you want to help me, help me. You don't want to help me, don't help me. At least you should know. And we have emunah that the neshamas, they have tzar over someone else. The mishtatif in our tzar. And when the neshamas have tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the rescue of the neshamas more than us. And Mela takes away our problems as well. And then there is the approach, so legitimate approach. Many of you, I can't remember all the names. The too many names to remember. Everything's all, there's a lot of gray matter, material over here. There's a lot of overlap, all different poskim. No, you actually speak to the dead. You tell the dead, Grandpa, I got a problem. You better help me. You better help me.
Yeah.
Yes.
They pray to her.
Well, that's all the question. All of these approaches are legitimate. All of them. Either was a makom kadosh, or it was they were modia, their tzar in their presence, or they said in her zechus, or they actually said, Rachel, you better do something.
Yes. Al Bach song, the guy was a god who went to the Rebbe after he died.
Yeah.
And he never got caught until after the Rebbe died. He went over to the Rebbe and said, what should I do? And the Rebbe came and told him, you learn Parsha Shavuot each week. And then, you know, he became a Rebbe himself.
Became a Rebbe himself. Ah, the ultimate.
Did he steal the Smicha?
What?
He just changed the two letters, that's all.
What is the purpose of putting rocks down?
A zeich that I was here. The ikam atzev ahemid atzev al kivurasa.
Who are you telling? The dead.
The dead. I came here. You, it's a token fulfillment of. You're doing it again. You're right. It's a zeich. So therefore, some and I hold that no, you have a right to speak to the dead and ask them to intercede on your part. We have really machlokes, similar machlokes when it comes to malachim. Do we ask malachim, malachi rachamim, in the slichas, do we ask the malachim to be mispal on our behalf? Some say no, we delete it from the text. Some say no, yes, you talk to the malachim, you ask the malachim to help you. And some say you don't talk to the malachim, you just mention in front of the malachim and they can assist and bring the tefillah to come sparkle. So it's very similar disagreement when it comes to talking to malachim and David, as the issue of talking to the dead, what exactly? Sakol, there are pretty much five mahalchim what you do. It's the Mokam is Kaddish, you modia, you ask them to, you actually mispalel to them, or you say that in their zuchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. Okay. A kvittel. So
it, request,
yeah, it doesn't hurt. You can write your name.
Yes, the Rebbe, please help me with this problem.
So they're working with the approach of either you're actually asking him directly to help you, or you're a big modia.
It doesn't work unless you write a check to him.
Yeah, on the matzeva, there's a thing to swipe the credit card.
There's,
attached to the matzeva, you swipe the credit card and you're set to go.
They have a pre-printed template with barcodes.
What? Oh, okay, that goes back. That goes back. I don't remember the Mukaras.
People give people
a kvittel
to put in, but that's not wizard.
It's not. If you rely on a kvittel, you're in a lot of trouble. It's a nice thing. Don't Don't beg your Rebbe bottom buck.
Quick story.
Yeah.
Said that this person, one Rebbe, I forgot who it was, somebody very famous, obviously. And he promised the town that the shtetl that they lived in had tremendous tzaras, and he wanted the Rebbe should pray for the who's alive. He said when he passes on, he will intercede for the community. And as it turned out, after he was nifter, nothing changed and nothing happened. So he prayed to the tzaddik, to get an answer. What happened? I thought you were going to give me, you're going to do something for us. And the Rebbe came back to him in a dream a week or two later, whatever it is. He says, I'm in a different situation now, and I have a different perspective on what the situation is. Your problem is no problem. By all over here, the way we see it now, what you think is a big problem, unfortunately, doesn't add up. It's not as big as you think.
Different perspective.
Yeah.
Low on the priority.
What?
Low on the priority.
Okay, this is a Maram Sheikh. The Maram Sheikh says something very interesting. He explains how it works. What does it mean? You go to a keri and misfowl? These are just words. Obviously, we don't understand what these things mean, but he explains that there are three parts to a neshama. There are more parts, but he focuses on three. Ruach, nefesh, and neshama. This is what the Maram Sheikh says. When a person dies and is buried, the nefesh remains in the kever. The neshama goes all the way to Shemayim, to its source where it came from. And the Ruach is the shuttle. The Ruach is the part of the Neshama which shuttles back and forth between the Nefesh and the Neshama. When a person is going to a Kever, you really go into the Nefesh. The person's essence is broken up. Achamisa, the Maram Sheikh, into three components. There's the nefesh. It's hard for us to imagine because we only can be in one place at one time, right? Isn't that how we understand things in this world? But in the Olam HaEmes, that's not the way it works. The way it works is a person can be in multiple places at different times. And there's the nefesh that's in the ground here on this world. The neshama is where it is, and there's the ruach. Person goes to a kever, you go into the nefesh, and if you succeed, then the ruach comes and it takes that message and it brings it to the neshama, and the neshama, wherever it is in its world, can do what it needs to do. And he brings a lot of the rayos. He says if you look in Chazal, we're not going to go through the examples he gives, but if you'll study Chazal, you'll always find these three words, and it fits very well, that the nefesh is here in this world, and the ruach is the spirits which are traveling back, which are mobile. There's mobility, which can go here and there, and the neshama is in its makom menucha in Gan Eden. Okay, now let's go
to... There is some essence that's left with the body.
That's what it says. Scary thing, because it's hard. That's what it says. It says that's why the Beis HaKavaris is holy, because there's something in the ground. There's something, the body leaves over some mark. There is some essence of the person still in the Beis HaKavaris. When a person, you go into a relative, again, these are all very mystical. I'm just telling you what it says here. When you go to Beis HaKavaris, on a yard side, there's an inn to go to Beis HaKavaris. Who are you going to? The person's not here. The person is on the MS. Bones, flesh. How does this work? I don't know. But we have emuna that there is some essence of the person here. Not to take away from the fact that there's the main part of the person is the Olam HaEmes, and then there's this thing called the Ruach, which is the shuttle that goes back and forth, that communicates between what's going on here and what's in the Olam HaEmes. Okay, now let's go to another topic related. Is our Kohanim allowed to be Metame to Tzadikim? Now there are Makaris in Shas back and forth here and there. Let's go to some of the sources. First, there is a very famous, the Ramban. Believe it or not, nothing more than the Ramban. The Ramban says that a person who dies with Mitzvahs Neshika, the Ramban says, is not Metame, it's a Tzadik, and his Guf is not Metame, there's no Tumas Meis. Some use the Ramban. There are people today, a very small minority, that go to the tzaddik, the kohanim yuchasim, and they go to kivrei tzaddikim. I don't know who falls in the category of a tzaddik. They have a mesora who they go to, and they go and they metame because they hold kivrei tzaddikim are not metame. It's based upon a Ramban. That's a tremendous chiddush. It's also based upon a Ravid. The Ravid holds that since Bizman Hazeh were all Tamei Mason, every single Kohen today is Tamei Mason. Right? Everyone's Tamei Meis Mizmana. There's no living creature today that's not Tamei Meis. You need the Paraduma waters, day 3, day 7. So once you're ready, you're Tamei Meis, you're ready Tamei. So it's one thing, l'chatchila, you should not go to be metame to a kohen, may not go be metame to a person. But to be metame to a mace, you can be mitstari if the fact that we're already to be mace, and you're allowed to go be metame le mace. This is the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid, however, is a very significant das yachet. Lined up against the Ravid is
the Ravid. Thought that the Kohanim
are allowed to be metamim. For tzaddikim. Not to a regular mace. A regular mace, no, because even though we're talking mace, you're not going to be moisef mortumah. But since the moisef mortumah is not an ikar hadin, it's only a chumrah, when it comes to tzaddikim, which be emes are not metame, tzaddikim are not metame, so therefore Kohanim are allowed to go to the kivarim of tzaddikim. So that's what they rely upon. But the Ravid is a das yochad. For example, the Rambam disagrees, and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz, and Noida Behuda says that even the Ravid never said this. If you look in the Ravid, it's not the Pshat in the Ravid. And the Chassam Sofer also disagrees. So the line up against this Ravid is a long host of Rishonim Achareim that say no such thing. Now, what other sources there to be Matam Lameis is a sheet of Rabbi Chaim in the Gemara Masechet Ksubis. And this is an important Gemara, and they also use this, is Rabbi Chaim HaKoyin. One of the Balei Tosfos was Rabbi Chaim Koyin, and it's in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, coming up very soon in the Daf Yomi. Another week, Kuf Gimel, so make sure you look at that Tosfos, Daf Kuf Gimel. Rabbi Chaim Koyin says, El Mole Hayisi Kishnifta Rabbeinu Tam, Hayisi Mitam Eloi. Rabbeinu Chaim says that if I was present at the funeral of Rabbeinu Tam, the Balei Tosfos, he held Rabbeinu Tam to be from the Tzaddikim Darbe Misna Shika, I would have contaminated for him.
Why did he say, I'll go visit his cave?
Oh, very good. So that's part of the discussion. All he says, so his words are cryptic. So some who want to be very liberal in interpreting this Chazal and this Rabbeinu Chaim. There's no difference between going to the funeral, and there's no difference between going to the kever. But the vast majority of the poskim, they make this chiluk. Rabbeinu Chaim says, he says a chiddush, you're allowed to be metame, a kohen is allowed to be metame to a tzaddik at the time of petira, at the time of death. Because a nasi shemes hakol kroivav. When a Talmud Chacham dies, everyone is his relative. And a relative, Kohanim, are allowed to be metame to their 7 closest relatives. But that is only b'shas, the petira, when they die. A gadol hadar is the father of all the Kohanim. They're allowed to be metame. But once the gadol hadar is buried, to go to the kever, after he's already buried, that Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyein never said. That far you cannot go. Some also want to say that he has a status like a meis mitzvah. It's not necessarily that. I mean, it's all part of the same idea that since the koyin, the gadol hadar, the tzaddik when he dies is a holy, it's a mitzvah to be oisik, so it has a status of a meis mitzvah. So you are allowed to be. So that's a different time. See, according to that time, it means you're actually contaminating yourself. He's saying that according to the first approach, he's not metame. He's not metame, or both these approaches. You're allowed to contaminate yourself either because he's your relative, or because since he's the gadol hadar, he has a status of a meis mitzvah, and you're allowed to metame for a meis mitzvah. But once the person already is buried, then you're no longer allowed to go to the kever to be metame. This is a very popular sugya, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin, the makar. And then the rebuttal, why it's maybe true, b'shas mitz, but not more than that. Now there's another time, and this is a more Kabbalistic time, is that it ain't a chanami, true, that tzaddikim are not metame, but that's until they're put in the ground. Because as long as a person is not buried, the neshama is still there. The tara, the mais and mitz of the malach ha-moves, it is not present. There was no malach ha-moves. There was mitz neshika. But once a guf is put into the earth, and the neshama ascends to Shemayim, then these in Yai Kabbalah, which I have no idea what I'm saying, I'm just repeating your words, then already the tumah kicks in. So this Rabbeinu Chaim says that he was the Metamet Rabbeinu Tam. It means he was Metamet Rabbeinu Tam until he was buried. Not because of Nes Mitzvah, not because that he's a relative. Those two approaches work with the assumption there is Tumah, and you're allowed to be Metame. The more Kabbalistic approach, that when a tzaddik dies, there is no Tumah. There is no Tumah until they're buried. Because when they're buried, that's the time of real Nisa. Because that's when the Neshama ascends to Shemayim, and the Neshama and the body goes into the ground. And when the body goes into the ground, then the Tumah now go.
We see by Nadav and Avihu that
Mishol V'Yel Tzafan. Enoch and Ami. So what do we learn? That these are all, they're multiple rights. So what do we learn from Mishol V'Yel Tzafan? That they were not allowed to contaminate. So that seems to indicate that they were tzaddikim. Nadav and Avihu were certainly tzaddikim. And yet they were not allowed, Elazar and Itamar were not allowed to contaminate. Only Elazar, only Mishol V'Yeltsofon. So in Echlam, that appears to be a raya that Tzadikim are Metameh B'Misasen. Then you have the Sugya, then you have, what about, who were the ones that were Tmei Mesim? Imar, they carried, and because, what happened in that? They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam Lomonigora. Why are you Tmei? Who did you carry? Yosef. So even Yosef at Tzadik, they were Tmei. It goes to show that there's no such thing as being Tmei.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as tzaddikim not being metame, but some want to say just the opposite. Here's a tremendous chiddush. Why do they have to ask the question? Devarim pshutim. Anachnu, what do you expect? You tameim. So some want to say the truth is tzaddik is not metame. The reason why we don't contaminate for a person is because loy plug. We don't want to get into trouble and start differentiating between who is a tzaddik, who is not a tzaddik. So these people that came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said lamoni gara, the reason why they asked the shaila is only because they're really not tame. Really, if we were in contact with a dead person who's not a tzaddik, we wouldn't even come to bother you. Well, this is, we're going to go to Moshe Rabbeinu and teach me the Aleph Beis. I know the Aleph Beis. I'm tame. I came in the Karan Pesach. There's nothing to talk about. But I'm not really tame. Because who am I in contact with? Yosef. Yosef is a tzaddik. He's not. Why then do I have to make believe like I'm Tameh? Because, loy plug, the minhag Yisrael is, we don't start differentiating between who is a tzaddik, who is not a tzaddik. But in this situation, where we're going to lose out the Karban Pesach, here is why they said, lama nigara. It's a weak, and this is a weak type of response, but that's how someone wants to use this as an argument. Okay, where else do we have a makar of mit tzaddikim? We have the makar when Rabbi Akiva died. When Rabbi Akiva died on Erev Yom Kippur, who was the one that took his body out of the prison? Eliyahu Hanavi. And he was a Kohen. And there, in fact, he met one of the Amoraim and said, one of the Tanoim, what are you doing, Eliyahu? You're a Kohen. How are you allowed to be Metame? So Eliyahu Hanavi said, don't you know, Misa Sadikin are not Metame. So you have a clear eye. What more do you need from this? Misa Sadikim or Namitame. Who asked this question? Taisvis. Taisvis says he was just pushing him off with straw. When Eliyahu Hanavi gave him this answer, he was not telling him a serious answer. He was just pushing off. The reason why here Eliyahu Hanavi was allowed to be Matame was because he was a Meis Mitzvah. He was a Meis Mitzvah. But in order to give kavod to Rabbi Akiva, so he said a nice expression, Misa Sadikim are not Metame.
Questions on Eliyahu. It says, so Rabbi Yeshua Levi, I think it was, who used to see him, he met with Eliyahu numerous times in his life in the Beis HaMikdash.
He met with him.
How could that be?
Yeah. So what's the answer?
No, there's no answer. They said, how could it be? They asked the question back and forth. So it says maybe Eliyahu Hanavi. There's a difference. It says Eliyahu Agilati. Was Eliyahu a Kohen? Doesn't really say
every
place that he was a
Kohen. Okay, the ultimate kasha comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Who buried Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayikber Oisai Bagai. In the valley, Hashem. So the Gemara says, they asked one of the Tanoim, how was Hashem allowed? How did Hashem mitaher himself? Hashem calls himself a Kohen. So how was Hashem allowed? How was he so? So the Gemara says, yeah, Hashem was metar himself in fire. In fire. There can't be water. There's not enough water in the world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fire. So what do you see? You see from the fact that the Gemara acknowledges the question, and Hashem became Tamei, Kaviyachal, from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Onav, Me'od, Mikol Adam, is there a greater tzaddik than Moshe Rabbeinu? So you do see from the Gemara, and indeed that there is Tumah by Tzadikim. Some say no, this is a very big chiddush. He quotes here this incredible chiddush that when it says that Hashem was metaher, that he was tefillah in fire, it's not referring to Hashem. It's referring to Moshe. Moshe was not Tomei. Normally, why? Because Moshe, when he went to receive the Torah in Shemayim, Moshe went to the Malachim that were cool fire, Eishtas. So Moshe was already Tahar in his lifetime.
You would say that, otherwise you'd say Gabriel kills people also, he should be a...
These are all very, very mystical things. The bottom line is, it is the minhag of the vast majority of Klal Yisrael not to apply this principle of Misa. Sadikim and Kohanim are not allowed under any condition to be metame themselves to Mason, under any condition. Those that are lenient, there are segments in Klal Yisrael which are lenient, are falling, relying upon the Ravid, the Ramban. There's a Ramban and there's a Ravid. And because we're anyway all Tamei Meisim is Man Hazeh, so that's leniency. But it's not, there are a lot of there are stories with the Sfasenes and the Chidushi Harim in their lifetimes. The Avnei Nezer, the Avnei Nezer, the Chidushi Harim, and the Sfasenes and the Kotzke Rebbe. There were stories when people Tzadikim died, and the Tzibur wanted, the Kohanim wanted to be Metamei. The Kohanim wanted Metame, and the Sfasemes, the Chidushi Harim, and the Avnei Nezer, the Sakachava, and the Kotzke Rebbe were very much against it. They very much were against you, not allowed him time. Also, the Shinova also will see, they said that he traveled to Eretz Yisrael just for this purpose, if I'm not mistaken, to tell the Kohanim that you're making a big mistake, you're not allowed to be Metame. Kohanim are not allowed to be Metame Lenesim. Okay, with that, we will conclude.